Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay? I am not offended. Okay? Your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have. All right. And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay. Let's go. Episode 16. Why do y'all want to rush into a relationship? What makes you think it's us? Okay. What makes you think it's us? Listen here. Men rush into relationships too. Okay. I like to be good friends with a man before we boot up. Okay. And a lot of people think they want what they want, but they are not ready emotionally, physically, financially, mentally. Prepare to nurture a relationship, okay? You might see a woman and you're just like, no, I want to date you. No, I want to talk to you. I don't want to be friends. Okay. And then a few months you realize, I should have took my time. There's a lot more work to do here. I still haven't gotten over my last relationship. Yes. And that's what that friend space is for.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
But a lot of men and women don't want to take it. A lot of men and women don't want to actually get to know somebody to see if I do want a relationship with this person first, right? Because being in a relationship sounds cool until both of you starts getting on each other's nerves, or until you realize y'all aren't as prepared as you thought, and how you handle conflict, hurt feelings, disappointment, time and effort, constructive criticism, lying, financial changes, loss, balancing relationships. It matters on how long that relationship is going to last, how strong that relationship might be. And a lot of people just want to feel like they have somebody. And the reality is, we are both choosing to be here, or we both should be choosing to be here. But in today's time, there's a lot of people in relationships because they don't want to pay rent. A lot of people are in relationships because they don't want to buy their own food. A lot of people are in relationships because they don't want to have to worry about where they put their dick. Is it safe? A lot of people are in relationships because they want to be able to shut their family up about them always being single. And when you stay in relationships for the wrong reasons, you end up overstaying your welcome with somebody you had no business being with in the first place. And that's as simple as I could put it. Every day, people are choosing to be in the relationships that they are choosing for a lot of selfish reasons. And I would rather be in a relationship choosing that person for the right reasons and that person choosing me for the right reasons, not because I'm a good woman and they would rather me not be with anybody else. So they're just lingering in the relationship with me, not doing what they need to do and hoping it's enough. Just because you have a good person doesn't mean you get to not do your self-work. Just because a person is good doesn't mean you get to guilt them into sticking with you while you not try. Just because a person loves you doesn't mean they have to physically be in a relationship with you. A lot of people have to be loved from afar. A lot of people are loved and then you get to a point where there has to be a breakup for whatever reason and you still care about a person, but until they do their work, the relationship that you want to have with them will never be its best. So there's no need for going back into a relationship with them until they do their work. And a lot of people take a break from being together, meet years later, and then you realize, oh, you still haven't done shit. You're still the same person. You still are not accountable for what you need to work on. Let me not try this. Just because you're still attracted to a person, just because you love a person, just because you remember all the good things in your relationship that you had in the past, doesn't mean you need to revisit it if a person hasn't really worked on themselves. Okay? So stop rushing into relationships with people and enjoy people while you have them, because people are not for keeping. People are not for owning. People are for experiences. And some of us get to experience life with people for a very long time. And some of us get to experience life with people for a few months, for a couple of years. And then you just grow apart. And that's okay. But 10 out of 10, I do not recommend you rushing into a relationship. When I hear about people who met 3 months ago and at the seventh month, they're engaged to be married, I'm either like, that has to be some divine shit, or somebody's not being their full self in that relationship, because that's a bit too fast. If I meet somebody and I'm in a relationship with somebody, I want to be in that relationship with you for at least a year to a year and a half before we're ever discussing an engagement or what would it be like to be married. I don't want to have a kid with you in less than a year. I don't want to talk about buying property with you in less than a year. I don't want to move to your city if we are in different cities or different states in less than a year, because that's a lot of permanent shit and decision making with someone I haven't really gotten to know yet. All right. And I've ended friendships that were 2+ years faster than that. I've ended relationships that was 10+ years. Friendships. You know what I'm saying? With people, because you just get to a point where they're not growing and they can't see outside themselves, and selfishly they always have to be right. And you're not going to get to know a person in 6 months well enough to marry them. You're not going to get to know a person in a year well enough to be like, yes, I'm going to marry this person. You might have an inkling that this person might be my husband or this person might be my wife, but you're not going to know for sure. I feel like all relationships have to go through happy times, unsure times, sad times, losses, having moments of faith, having moments where y'all both have seen each other cry, y'all both have experienced wins together, to know like I can rock with this person through all things. This person knows how to handle me through ups and downs, not just ups. And a lot of y'all only know y'all person because they have a lot of ups. A lot of y'all will never be able to deal with the person you're with right now if they had a lot of downs. A lot of y'all are only with the person you're with right now because they have money, they have power, and they have access. But let them not have the money, let them not have the power, and let them not have the access. I promise you, you wouldn't be posting them as much. I promise you, you wouldn't be showing up for them as much. I promise you, you wouldn't be as proud of them as you are as much. A lot of y'all are hanging on the coattails of somebody actually doing their self-work, and you're not doing shit. And y'all have to peep it and stop making excuses for it. But anyway, I'm just a girl. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets a Pod. Check me out at shambipodding.com. And don't forget to check out our merch on Bonfire. I will be back with another question. I love these questions. Love them.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.